Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
He's the worst quarterback that has played in the NFL the last 5 years.
Period.
Loser. And that's embarrassing. We look like losers.
And they weren't ready. Weren't ready.
He went from all Sean to some Sean to no Sean in about a month here. If you're not going to help us, get out of the damn way.
Period.
It's almost like he's paralyzed by indecision.
And folks, I got a better word for it, Danny. How about, could it be possible this kid takes scared to death pill?
What? Listen, we're just getting into summer, and I don't want to rush a minute of spring and summer, but I can't wait for the Hamp and OB with Kaz show this fall again.
Can we hear a little more of that?
Just too good.
It's the best.
I have two of my favorite musicians in studio this were on the phone, one on the phone, one in studio this morning. Of course, Dennis DeYoung is here, and Dan Hampton's on the phone. Hamp, you and Dennis have played together, haven't you? Or at least on the same stage?
Hey, good morning, Dennis. Shoot, yeah, we did. We opened 4th of July a couple of years ago for Dennis at Elgin and had a wonderful time. It was great listening to his fabulous music. It's great to have him. And you know what? We're actually looking for safeties. If he could help us in the draft today, we could pick you up as a safety.
Well, he's in great shape, man.
Yeah, if Pace drafts me, I will not serve. But I will run. I'll bring Gatorade to people.
Now, I have said this on the air, but you actually have credibility when it comes to this topic. Chicago Six is a good band.
They're very good. And, you know, I'd never seen them before. And I watched from the side of the stage, and I was amazed. I mean, you know, listen, these guys, they spent their lifetime running into people.
Right.
So, and they got up there and they played. It was very credible. It was very good indeed. And, Otis Wilson was up there, and McMichael, and you, Dan. And it was very impressive. I thought, well, you know, I thought maybe it was just for fun, but no, they were serious.
And Hamp, I don't know if Dennis knows this story, but pick it up from this part. You were in the high school band, and the football coach made you play football. Isn't that how it went down?
He shamed me. he shamed me into playing football. I was the biggest kid in school, and I was carrying an alto sax onto the field at halftime, and he's like, come on. it's time you put the sax down. And hey, you know, it is what it is. But by the way, Dennis and I, we share the same pizza spot once in a while, a place here in Burr Ridge called Capri. And
You go over there. What do you live out there someplace?
Yeah, I live next door to the Salamones, who own the Capri.
I'm so much in debt to
small
the
world
Capri.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, you like Norm from Cheers. You walk in and the Capri's just put it on your tab. Is that how it works?
No, I call up and they bring it to my house.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I'll have the gluten-free pasta, whatever. What do you got over there?
Oh, that's tremendous.
That place is awesome.
We're going to get a traffic update here, and then Ham's going to give us some insight into the draft tonight. And the Bears' first couple of picks, and more with Dennis DeYoung as well. Dean is off today, so you take a quick look at show business. But then after 8, we'll be talking to Dennis about everything that's ever happened in his career, ever. So stand by for all of that. Ham sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. And here's the deal. If you are a fan of great athletes, you got to be a fan of the new lineup of Chevys. Because just like great athletes, they have all the moves. The Chevy lineup is versatile. On the highway and on the side streets. They can make the quick cuts. They can make the turns. They can deliver the way great athletes deliver. And they think. They think at a higher level. From the 4G LTE Wi-Fi connecting up to 7 devices in your car to all the bells and whistles you could ever ask for. And the Chevy Silverado, with all that cash back going on now, just get to your Chevy dealers and get the details. You know, that's the one that Hamp drives, the Silverado. And that double cab, that's an all-star.
You don't drive that one, though.
I have the ice blue Chevy Impala.
The Iceman.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So get Hamp's ride or get mine or get your own. As a matter of fact, get your own. It's ChevyDriveChicago.com is the website for your Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevy dealers. ChevyDriveChicago.com. More Hamp in a second. At 7:50, Dan Hampton, our Chicago Bears legend. Hamp, how's the golf game? You and I, all we do is talk about playing. We never hook it up.
Well, we've got to make it up out at Medina sometime, but it's a little shaky. But summer's coming; won't be long. And it's one of those never-ending sagas. Just got to keep keep after it.
Yep, that's it. All right. So you're not. I don't picture you, Hamp, as a guy that sits around with a mock draft board all day. But you pay attention to what the Bears need and what you'd like them to get. Who do you like?
Well, let's go back and look at quickly what happened last year. You know, there were bright spots here and there, but in the 10 losses, 75% of those, you could say, hey, we were not a factor because of pass rush. We did not have enough ability to force the opponent's quarterback into making mistakes. And turning, we only had 17 turnovers. Pass rush is the great equalizer. We saw that in the Super Bowl, where a decrepit old fella, a quarterback, was able to hang on and make a couple of throws here and there because of the fact of his dominant defense controlling the game. And that is what we have to look at today. And last year we took the flyer on Kevin White. Hopefully this year we will get some results out of him. But we have got to be adamant about getting the best pass rusher for our defense. And in my mind, it's got to be Shaq Lawson, the kid from Clemson. He's the best, most versatile pass rusher that puts his hand on the ground in this draft. And there's no question in my mind, he'll be available at 11. And, you know, I know everybody's talking about the running back from Ohio State, Ezekiel, and all these guys. No, you've got to think, what works? Well, guess what? Pass rush won the Super Bowl. Let's think about making our pass rush one of the best.
It happened. First of all, the Elliott thing, I'm with you. I don't see that as even a possibility, even if the Bears wanted to draft him, unless they somehow moved up, because I don't think he's going to be there at number 11. But this is obviously a more pressing need for the Bears. Is it just that you like Lawson, or is there anything you don't like about the other guys who also can rush the passer who might be available at 11?
Well, see, and that goes, you know, as far as the running back. Hey, we had a good running back, and we decided to let him walk in Matt Forte. It's not that they are not that important. It's that we have certain players that can fill that role. Well, the same thing can be said when you're looking at Leonard Floyd, the outside kid from Georgia. You know, he's a big, rangy rusher. We've got that with Willie Young. We've got enough on the outside with Lamar Houston, Willie, Parnell, McPhee, and Ocho. We need some people that are able to collapse the pocket. I go back and think about the Denver Broncos. They came into town with their backup quarterback, Osweiler, and we never did anything to make the kid make a bad decision. And that game, you can go back and say, well, John Fox went for it on the 4th and 6th at the 6-yard line, and that was decided. Well, there's a reason why, you know, we were in that position where that was a critical play. We didn't do enough to make them make mistakes. We've got to find disruptors in the pass rushing game. And, you know, everybody knows that Denver, you know, their two outside guys were very, very good. But it was the entire four-man pass rush that played havoc on Cam Newton and collapsed that offense. So in my mind, there's no question. We need the best three technique right now, and it has to be Shaq Lawson. The kid down in Louisville, he's a little bit – he could be – if Shaq's gone, he could be the guy that Pace needs to look at. But more importantly, that is a guy you can build a defense around.
And that's what we have to get. Sheldon Rankins is the other big defensive tackle that's expected to be on the board when the Bears pick, the Mississippi defensive tackle, Kim Dichi, later on. He is farther down the board. There's Jaron Reed from Alabama as well. But the Bears don't exactly have a stellar record when it comes to first-round draft picks. So we're hoping this new crew of administrators is going to be better. We don't know if they picked the right guy last year because he didn't play enough to tell us.
Well, you know, from 2009 to 2012, think about that. 2009, 10, 11, 12, those years, those drafts, we have one player on the roster from those four drafts. It's Alshon Jeffrey. And he's not showing up in the voluntary camps.
Right, but right.
I'm just saying, we cannot whiff at all costs on the first round pick this year. And in my mind, you know, you look, and come on, Clemson was in the championship. There's a reason why teams play great, get to championship games, is because they have great players. Shaq is one of those kind of players. He hasn't been involved in any kind of, you know, trouble or off-season incident or anything. I just think we don't have anyone on our team like him. And even though Eddie Goldman has a bright upside, he's not one of those guys that's going to be a consistent slashing pass rusher. We've got to get that. And, you know, it's going to be a benefit this year. It's like, hey, we're going to get a double bang because Kevin White should be healthy and back. So it's like this year we'll have two number ones.
And Hamp will be all over our coverage. Before I let you go, Dennis, I think back to when you were playing gymnasiums and stuff when you guys first got together. Hamp, tell Dennis and tell everybody else about what your draft day was like. They didn't exactly have Draft Town back then, did they?
No. I was, we had an athletic dorm, and, you know, we had a common phone that my roommate and I used, and I told him, please don't be using a phone in the morning. And it rang, and it was 6 minutes after the draft started, and I'm thinking, there's no way I'm getting a call this early, and I started cussing, thinking it was Marty Mitch and my buddy down the hall kind of trying to prank me. And after the third hang-up, Bill McGrane, a wonderful man who just passed away this past fall, said, do not hang up. This is Bill McGrane of the Chicago Bears. And guess what?
The rest is
history. That was a long time ago, 30-something years ago, and it changed my life. And a lot of kids, it's going to change their life today. It's very exciting. And let's just hope we find a player that changes our life, because I can't take 6-10 again.
Dave and Dennis, get in here quickly before we run out of time.
Listen, Dan, I would be remiss if I didn't say this. You know, I became a Bear fan at 13. I was on a team that won a city championship. We got the scrimmage on the at a Bear Lions game at Wrigley Field.
Oh, you're
that's
kidding.
All right. No, and that's
cool
when I became
that?
That's when I became a Bear fan. So I've been a Bear fan that long. Now, I want to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. The 85 Bears, of course, were the greatest defense of all time,
sure.
And Dan Hampton was the greatest player on that team.
No doubt.
And that's all I want to say to you, and I want to say thanks for, you know, making me all the years I suffered as a Bear fan. We're going to take that season to our grave.
Yes, we are, and we're going to celebrate it every minute of the day. Last question, Dave.
Well, I just think Hamp has made a very compelling argument here for Shaq Lawson.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of hard to argue with the way that he spells it out. And just the other quick note, adding to Hamp's story, still the best draft day story I've ever heard, Hamp, and I know you know this one too. It was Kaz, who was coming off knee surgery at BYU, and he hung up on Mike Ditka. What, how many times, Hamp?
Four times.
Four times, and Ditka still picked him. Well, how about that? Yeah. All right, buddy. All the best. Have fun today. And I know you've got a busy day, and we will talk later on.
And they'll be on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much. And Dennis, thank you for a wonderful compliment. By the way, the Chicago Six, tomorrow night at the NFC stage, 7 o'clock. So come on out. Fight the cold.
Very nice. Great. And Hamp will be back to plug that again tomorrow. It's because we'll be talking about the Bears pick tonight. All right, before we go any further and talk a little bit more about Dennis, and Dennis is going to sing. What are you going to sing? You need me to help you sing anything?
Yeah, I was thinking if you would do Dust in the Wind for me, then I wouldn't have to do it.